Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. I honestly don't understand why you would rather have people be victims of a crime than be able to defend themselves. It's incomprehensible.
You're an unbelievably stupid man, aren't you?
It seems to me that you're morally obtuse. You seem to prefer being a victim to being able to prevail over the criminal element. And I don't know why you want to be the criminal's friend.
What a ridiculous argument. You have absolutely no coherent argument whatsoever. You don't do it. You don't actually give a damn, do you, about the gun murder rate in America?
Well, here's an interesting conversation. Piers Morgan interviewing the president of the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. And so we get started another hour of conversation about the school shooting and the debate over gun control. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Thursday, the 20th of December. And it looks like we have another pretty much full hour of the shooting. And the fiscal slope conversation gets some airtime as well, depending on your calls at 800-510-8255. Here's some more of that discussion, the conversation. Piers Morgan, I'm no fan of Piers Morgan, and I guess I'm really not much of a fan of Larry Pratt's either. I used to have him on a program that I did a long time ago with some regularity. At any rate, Pratt has suggested arming teachers as a way to prevent what happened from happening again.
Can you try and explain to me why you believe the answer to this is to arm teachers?
Well, the alternative is what we have seen, where people were reduced to waiting to be murdered without being able to do anything effective to protect themselves or the adults, to protect the children. So it seems so obvious that since we have concealed carry laws in all of our country now, people can get a concealed firearm, and yet we have laws that say not in schools. And so in the very places that have been sought out by monsters, such as the murder of these adults and children, we're saying, no, we don't want you to be able to defend yourself. It's better that you just sit there and wait to be killed. And we find that morally incomprehensible and deeply disturbing that the desire to defend life has been so cast aside into whatever political correctness views guns as the ultimate evil. Evil's in our hearts, not in the guns.
Where would the teachers put the guns?
People can carry firearms in a concealed fashion, do it all the time.
Wait a minute. So in a school full of 600 children, including 5 and 6 year olds, you would have teachers walking around armed, carrying the guns on them, where they may possibly fall and allow a 5 year old to pick it up and possibly misfire it. Is that your solution?
People are walking around with guns outside of schools all over our country, and we don't have those kinds of problems.
Does Larry Pratt present the issue and the argument well? 800-510-8255. Piers Morgan has the lowest ratings of any of the programs on at CNN. And is this the reason? I don't even understand why the guy's still there, frankly. But at any rate, that's not really the issue. Or is it? Some of you think it is the issue, the liberal media versus the gun owners. A president announced yesterday the creation of a new gun control task force headed by Joe Biden. Task force is going to include members of his cabinet, outside organizations, getting to work to develop a comprehensive proposal to address this violence that we have in our country by no later than the end of next month. The president said any effort has to include new restrictions on guns, in addition to mental health services and better management of the violence in pop culture. So that pretty much hits all three of the issues, does it? Will it be the same kind of a task force as recommended how to avert fiscal problems in our country? It's been completely ignored by the political process. What say you at 800-510-8255? All right, so let's take one more piece of this interview with Mr. Pratt by Piers Morgan, because a lot of people going to be talking about this on some of your favorite talk radio programs today. In this clip, Morgan asks Pratt why he believes more guns will be the solution.
Why do you believe, given that you have 300 million guns in circulation and the worst gun crime rate of any of the civilized countries of the world, that more guns is the answer to less gun murder?
Because the problem occurs, sir, in those areas precisely where we have said no guns. The problem doesn't occur where the guns are allowed freely to be carried, to be used by people. There we have very low murder rates. We have lower murder rates in other parts of the country than even in Europe, than even where you come from. But what has created the problem in the United States is to say in cities and schools, those are areas where we're not going to allow
What is the murder rate in Great Britain for the last 3 years, you know, from guns?
It's under 3 per 100,000, and in Fairfax County, where Gun Owners of America is located, it is actually 0.3 per 100,000, about a tenth of what it is in your vaunted English bucolic countryside. The fact of the matter is, with guns comes safety if the guns are in the hands of the good guys. And when you say the good guys can have guns, the bad guys have a monopoly, and horrible things such as the shooting at the schools take place.
The AR-15, as we've now seen from the last three mass shootings in America, Aurora, the shopping mall in Oregon, and now Sandy Hook School, is the preferred choice of weapon for disturbed young men who want to commit mass atrocity. It can fire hundreds of bullets at rapid speed if you have the right magazines. The President of the United States has indicated he wants to ban assault weapons like this. What is your view?
I think we need to ban gun control laws that keep people from being able to protect themselves. The problem is not going to go away if we ban this or that gun. We've tried that. That doesn't work. Doesn't even work in England. You've had mass murders there. All over Europe there have been mass murders. The solution is for people to be able to defend themselves at the point of the crime and not wait for 20 minutes for the police to come after everybody's dead.
Mr. Pratt was an absolute lie. The gun murder rate in countries like Britain or Germany or Australia, who have all suffered massacres many years ago of similar nature, have... They are 35 people killed a year.
Your murder rate is lower than ours. That is true.
Lower?
Your
it's violent 35 crime, against 12,000.
Your violent
in
crime rate,
they had a
your
massacre,
violent crime rate is higher than
weapons.
Ours, as is the violent crime rate in Australia. America is not the Wild West that you are depicting. We only have the problem in our cities and unhappily in our schools, where people like you have been able to get laws put on the books that keep people from being able to defend themselves.
All right. So I think we've got pretty much the tone and the information we're going to get any more out of that, and it just becomes like a crapshoot, if you'll pardon the pun. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. So there's an argument about whether weapons... These assault weapons are needed. That's part of the debate. But I do actually think that this commission, if it does anything, in talking about these three areas, violence in our culture, mental health services, and guns, that pretty much is those are the three things. That is the focus here of the conversation, whether it's equal or not. At the moment, it seems to be a lot about restrictions on guns and not much about the other two issues. And the other two issues are actually more important than the restriction on guns, at least the way I look at it, it is. How do you look at it? 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Guitar Center's got incredible deals on the gifts they'll remember their whole lives. This Kohala Uke, normally $39, is just $29 this weekend only. And this sweet spruce and rosewood Yamaha acoustic, normally $149, is now just $69. Listen to this Hohner harmonica, part of a set of seven for just $19. And this Williams 88-key digital piano is just $199, $100 off normal price. Hundreds of deals on the gifts they'll love most. Now till Christmas Eve at Guitar Center.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Hi, I'm Mark Morial with the National Urban League, here to tell you about the Independent Foreclosure Review. This free program is monitored by federal bank regulators. It provides eligible homeowners with the opportunity to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. If an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy. To learn more about this and other programs available to assist homeowners, give the Homeownership Preservation Foundation a call at 1-855-778-0855.
800-510-TALK, the countdown on the shootings as that conversation continues to be the mainstay of focus. Here's host Dave Gentry with a high school resource officer named Brandon Thomas about the emergency plan Sandy Hook had in place there.
Well, I think there were some aspects of what happened out there was the fact that they had a pretty good plan together, and he was able to circumvent that plan because it sounds like the response time and everything was pretty good, and they had done drills at that school and everything else. So, I mean, a lot of things that they did prevented this from being even worse.
Yeah, exactly, and that's something that that we have to keep in mind. I mean, this is a terrible tragedy, something that no community wants to go through. But honestly, I shudder to think what might have happened had that district not been as prepared as they were. So it highlights the importance of preparation plans. I talked to a friend of mine that her young son goes to school in Bloomington, and they've had evacuation drills some time ago, and she initially was a little miffed about, the time away from class, and she talked to me, obviously knowing my profession, that I tried to explain to her in a way that sort of allays her concerns. This is the drop and cover drill from years ago. Mm-hmm. The civil defense system. Yep. And the threat of nuclear war, that's evolved now, and now we're looking at different types of drills and education for these young people. And so, it's extremely important that parents understand, and if they have questions about what's going on in their school and why drills are carried out the way that they are, the schools are prepared and equipped to answer those questions. And from a third person's perspective, looking from the outside in, a lot of times it doesn't look great. You've got kids filing out of the building and heading in different directions, and your student comes home and tells you about how the school went on lockdown today, and that word just sort of strikes fear in the hearts of people. But it's something that we have to do in order to prepare ourselves for the possibility of these types of events.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. A few folks will be patient. We'll get to your calls in a few minutes. A couple of more pieces of talk radio programs. The essence of our Talk Radio Countdown shows are monitoring and using some of the audio from the more popular talk radio programs individually hosted around the country. Not the national shows, but local programs and some of the news talk radio, the news talk television programs as well. Here's ABC's Jake Tapper at a press conference asking the president why he's never mentioned anything about gun control at all before this.
It seems to a lot of observers that you made the political calculation in 2008 in your first term in 2012 not to talk about gun violence. You had your position on renewing the ban on semi-automatic rifles that then-Senator Biden put into place, but you didn't do much about it. This is not the first issue, the first incident of horrific gun violence of your 4 years. Where have you been?
Well, here's where I've been, Jake. I've been president of the United States dealing with the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, an auto industry on the verge of collapse, two wars. I don't think I've been on vacation. And so, you know, I think all of us have to do some reflection on how we prioritize what we do here in Washington. And as I said on Sunday, this should be a wake-up call for all of us to say that if we are not getting right the need to keep our children safe, then nothing else matters. And it's my commitment to make sure that that we do everything we can to keep our children safe. A lot of things are involved in that, Jake. So making sure they've got decent health care and making sure they've got a good education, making sure that their parents have jobs, those are all relevant as well. Those aren't just sort of side issues, but there's no doubt that this has to be a central issue.
Did the president acquit himself, or did he sound a little embarrassed? 800-510-8255. Here's Peter Pringer, a spokesperson for the city of Laurel, Maryland, talking to a host named Brian Neiman about a credible plot at a local high school there that was averted thanks to several students who came forward.
things are pretty calm at the high school, and fortunately things have worked out pretty well. But the school is cooperating. But, you know, we want to give the students a lot of credit. For whatever reason, some classmates felt uncomfortable or were suspicious about one of their classmates. They brought that information forward to a teacher. The teacher got the security involved, and on Monday, December 17th, Laurel police were called in and made aware of the situation. And once the investigation began, they did find some materials in the student's locker that gave some credibility to the fact that, you know, he may want to do some harm to somebody. The student was not at school at the time, so there was no hoopla or too much excitement at the school. So really, again, want to you know, give the full credit to the students for coming forward. But once the parents of the student were consulted, for whatever reason, investigators believe that the student may have access to weapons. So, again, the potential was very credible. Fortunately, he was able to get to a local hospital. The police initiated an emergency committal or a psychiatric evaluation, and now the student is safely in the care of a medical physician. So things have gone pretty well, pretty stable, pretty calm. But the police chief here in Laurel, Rich McLaughlin, believes that because of the good work and the action of the students in the first place, bringing that information forward, that potentially very harmful situation was prevented.
Do we expect charges to be pressed against this individual?
There's no charges, and certainly hasn't been arrested right now. He is getting some medical attention, which is apparently much needed. But, you know, the investigation is continuing. We'll have to see how that plays out. But at this time, he's in the care of a medical facility.
All right, 800-510-8255. So we'll spend the next part of the countdown with your callers in focus and time allowed for the fiscal slope discussion, too, as the countdown continues.
What's your New Year's resolution? If your answer involves getting your finances in order, why wait till the new year? That's a resolution that deserves your attention today. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. A great way to shape up your finances for the new year is our exclusive Yorgage. A Quicken Loans Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that's best for your budget, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Our 8,000 plus team members are dedicated to guiding you to the best mortgage decision with certainty. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 2.75%, APR 3.43%. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Dave Davis here with the Channel 5 traffic report. You're on your own, commuters. I've got shopping to do. Drop her over there, Nick, at the mall.
Prep your car for holiday travel and check gifts off your list today at Sears Auto Center. Come in now and get a $21.99 conventional oil change plus a $5 coupon to shop while you wait. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons.
Valid for most vehicles, regularly $29.99. Coupon valid through 12/29. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio control planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After the hour, the Countdown Daily Edition, the devotion, dedication, if you will, to the discussion of this disaster continues. Don't forget our weekend countdown, the top 10 of the week. That's a three-hour extravaganza on most of these same stations. Eloquent words. As I listen to all of this, and you listen to it as well, would you describe the words that have been used? I think by some there's been a lot of eloquence, but not many. This catastrophe hits very close to home. I was just looking at a picture of, and the caption under it was, why there are no attacks or children are safer in their schools in Israel. A picture of a woman with, looks like sixth graders going into some building as she's wearing a rifle on. She, when they travel outside the classroom, and even in the classroom in Israel, they have guns. Is that what you want to see here in America? Some of you do, I think. 800-510-8255. We're trying to come up with a, I guess, a catharsis. Some people are, anyway. The facts are as they are, and the results are as they are. The motive and the opportunity this kid was presented with seems to be something that's so hard for us all to deal with. Rodney is in Tennessee. You're up on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm calling from Tennessee. I'm a father of four, and I live in a small community that's pretty much just like where the school was shot up at. And we have... Well, fortunate, we've got a retired policeman that they keep there while the kids are there. But the only problem with that is I know him personally, but he's like 70 years old. And he told me himself the only reason he's there is for the government insurance. I think they could do a little better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one more point. As far as gun control, they want to take our guns away and disarm America. Okay, I'm supposed to agree to that. But at the same time, they're the ones that live in gated communities. Their family is protected by armed guards that are paid for by us. So I'm supposed to agree to give up my guns.
I don't think anybody's suggesting that you give up guns. I think what the suggestion is that we be a little more prudent about the kind of guns that are allowed for sale. Charles in Ocala, Florida, you're next on the countdown. You're on the air, sir.
I was speaking about the statement made by the president earlier. And hello?
Yeah, the problem is, sir, you have your radio on. You're asked to turn it off. Doesn't work for us to have you on if the radio in your car is on. Please turn your radios off when you call. 800-510-8255. Kenneth in Texas on the need to bring the military into this.
We have too many guns in it. Can't take the guns anywhere. I mean, the guns are going to be here for the next 100 years. So for me, would someone please talk to the president and the Congress and the senators and tell them that we need military soldiers. We need real military soldiers in our schools. That will stop this gun thing. And Mr. Charleston Heston, he should be turning over in his grave for all these kids that died. But my point, sir, and to the nation, please someone talk to the congressmen and senators and put a military woman soldier that's been through the military training in that classroom every day throughout. Metal detectors, they'll still break the windows and come in and shoot up the place. So we'll have soldiers in there waiting for them, and our kids can go to school and be safe in the public schools.
800-510-8255. Senator Barbara Boxer introducing a couple of pieces of legislation aimed at improving school security. The School Safety Enhancement Act and the Save Our School Act require new school safety guidelines to be developed by the Justice Department and the Education Department. $20 million would be spent by the Justice Department for school safety. In addition, the act would require the Justice Department to cover the costs of school security by 80% with the School for Limited Resources. Schools in some of the tougher cities don't have any money. As it stands now, communities are required to match funds by 50%. Boxer also introducing the Save the Schools Act, permit state governments to receive reimbursements if they use National Guard troops for school security. So what kind of a Pandora's box does that open up? 800-510-8255. Remember, the president's suggestion in this new comprehensive proposal, this committee, this task force, is to look at guns, mental health, and violence in the culture. So all three of those things are appropriate. I don't hear anybody talking about the other two that are more important than gun control. All I hear is people talking about guns. Monica in Michigan has a son with mental problems.
I have a mentally ill son that I have struggled with all sorts of things, trying to get him some treatment and trying to make sure that something like this that has happened in Connecticut doesn't happen here. And it's so frustrating. There don't seem to be any services for these kids, and the waiting list when you find them is months long, and it's frustrating, it's terrifying. I haven't slept much the last few days because I just keep thinking, well, it could happen here, and how could I prevent it? He has Medicaid, and the resources are almost non-existent. There aren't many providers, and when you can find them, the waiting lists are months long to get in to even see anybody. You can see a psychiatrist if you can find one. That's taking new patients, and you can get some limited. We got the first time we qualified, we had 6 visits, and this was when my son was 11 years old. And he was at that time already violent, already had a police record. We were terrified. We were terrified of what he might do to himself, what he might do to others, what he might do to us. It was frightening. Now, luckily, he seems to, as he's gotten older, grown out of some of this, but he still has issues. And I worry about him. And I worry about all of us, because if we don't address this mental health issue, things like this are going to continue to go on.
There's a lot to be said for your thoughts, ma'am. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's another person sort of in that same league with something that I completely agree with. Corey in Florida, go ahead.
You know, I think in society today, even from when I was growing up, I'm 35 years old, I know a lot of young kids they're being put on all types of medications and stuff. And I think it's rampant through society, and I think that they probably might find later that this guy and a lot of these people that are doing things like this are on drugs. On some kind of drugs, because actually guns don't kill people. People kill people. You know, and that's just the bottom line. I mean, weapons are for a reason. And maybe they are. There's maybe an overabundance of them. But the thing is I think more people are on drugs in society today than ever before. Back in the 50s, they didn't have this kind of problem going on.
Well, they didn't have a lot of the other problems going on as well. I can't believe. All right. Guns don't kill people. People. Hey, that's true, but how many times have we heard that? Come on. Let's get to some really essential stuff here in the national conversation. 800-510-8255. Frank in Michigan, you want to take a stab at this, pardon the pun?
We need to find out, like, exactly who is mentally ill and who's not mentally ill. And as soon as the requirements need to be, like, if someone lives in a house who's mentally ill, obviously we cannot have weapons of any kind within their range. That's what the law should be. The law shouldn't be that we shouldn't just, like, outlaw all weapons. We should just outlaw anyone who's obviously with mental issues. Obviously, the guy who happened to have the thing in Connecticut had a mental personality disorder. The guy who, in Virginia Tech, he had a depression issue. He went to a doctor and still somehow got his hands on 2 9-millimeter weapons. And you can't tell me that the guy in Colorado didn't have a mental issue. I mean, you can just look at the guy and know that there's something wrong there. we just have to keep the weapons out of, like, the household or out of range of these people who just obviously have these mental issues.
800-510-8255. There's a certain obvious nature to the conversation, for sure. But there's some pretty good information coming and opinion coming from those of you who think this through. So that's fine, and for that reason, we'll continue taking some more of your calls on the shooting in just a matter of moments here in the countdown.
Guitar Center's got incredible deals on the gifts they'll remember their whole lives. This Kohala Uke, normally $39, is just $29 this weekend only. And this sweet spruce and rosewood Yamaha acoustic, normally $149, is now just $69. Listen to this Hohner harmonica, part of a set of seven for just $19. And this Williams 88P digital piano is just $199, $100 off normal price. Hundreds of deals on the gifts they'll love most. Now till Christmas Eve at Guitar Center.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
800-510-8255. Police radio traffic now in the focus here on the countdown as we discuss the shooting. The interesting elements here showing what responders initially thought was going on. I think I heard some discussion back and forth about two gunmen on the loose. They were not aware of the situation, though, inside the school. Here's a piece of that audio.
Caller's indicating she thinks there's someone shooting in the building. Units are responding to Sandy Hook School. The front glass has been broken out of the school. They're unsure why. All units, the individual that I have on the phone is continuing to hear what he believes to be gunfire. The units responding to Sandy Hook School at this time. The shooting appears to have stopped. It is silent at this time. The school is in lockdown. I have reports that the teacher saw two shadows running past the building, past the gym, which would be rear. Just received a call. We have one now in room one who has received a shot wound to the foot, unseen of any other injuries. I advise for ambulance and procedure.
Okay, these units in the school, I got bodies here. Getting everyone to.
A2 is transporting one patient to Emory Hospital.
Finding we've got an injured person in room number 9 with numerous gunshot wounds.
New Times reporting. One suspect down. The building has not been cleared.
So, I don't know, I guess when you listen to stuff like that and there are bits and pieces in there, you wonder how the whole thing threads together, but there's some pretty compelling, we all know because we've seen it, so we can do the imagery in our mind listening to that, pretty compelling audio. Also, a story today at DougStephan.com about these kid-themed body armor backpacks, a Swiss gear item made for teenagers. They have pictures of the Avengers on them and a Disney princess backpack for smaller children. Derek Williams is the president of Amendment 2, a company that manufactures lightweight body armor for law enforcement. Lately, they've moved into a different market, body armor for children. 6 months ago, they produced a new line of backpacks built with the company's signature carbon nanotube armor designed to keep children safe in the event of school shootings. And the sales of this has gone through the roof. What do you make of that? 800-510-8255. You can check it out at DougStephan.com. Here is Cal in Tennessee with a focus on the school's principal.
The mother of the mentally ill boy didn't control her guns. She has a mentally ill child, takes him out, according to the reports on TV, took him out and taught him how to shoot these rifles and pistols and all this, taught him how to shoot that, then left these guns available to him to use if he wanted to, and that's where the gun control should have been with her. So then what he did, he came to the school and shot up in the door and bust out the glass and everything. And he was, well, he had all the protection that, you know, that he needed, but the principal didn't have any protection. If she'd had a gun, she knew that somebody was coming in because he heard the shots. She knew that. And she was helpless. She didn't have a gun. If she had a gun, she very well may have stopped this guy, knowing that he had a gun, probably would have shot him and saved all these kids' lives.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers. Top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen with our review now, focusing on the fiscal slope conversations and criticism of the president after being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Is he perhaps the capitulator of the year? One of the writers that I read daily on some of these blogs says that the fallout continues after the White House proposed turning the knives on Social Security insurance in their latest proposal. Is that appropriate? Does this conversation get us anywhere? Let's do a couple of excerpts from a couple of different talk radio programs on this, including this one from host Chuck Galletti and Seth Williams, talking about where they think the negotiations are right now.
I think the numbers now are going to fall exactly where I would want them to fall. There are no tax cuts coming for anybody. Poor,
oh,
middle class.
Not.
There's no tax cuts.
It'll just
go back to the 2003. But I think, you know, let's be fair for the people listening and the people that don't. Usually we fight and argue, and you guys always take one side, and you call me a communist, whatever. But, I mean, I think 250 is way too low. So I'm going to find
a number. Absolutely.
250 is way too low. Because you're not rich if you make 250 or have two people in a family making 250.
Especially if you live in California, New Jersey.
Sure,
whatever.
But a million, that's fair. I think most people listening would say, stick it to them. Now, if you're going to stick it to the baseball players,
stick it to them.
Give it to the baseball players. Give it to George Clooney. Give it to Sean Penn, Jay-Z, LeBron, Lady Gaga, Madonna.
Yeah.
I mean, pour it on.
Well, okay.
How's that going to affect you?
Well, okay, I work for a very big corporation.
And then they'll cut people down the road. You think that's going to happen?
Sure.
But, I mean, that still doesn't make it right. I'd say a fair number. What do you think of a fair number? I think 250 is too low.
I mean,
500 grand's too low.
I'm stunned that President Obama even wanted to move it up to 400,000. In his mind, that's got to be like the biggest concession in the history of U.S. presidents. But It's nice that we're at least moving in this direction, where we're not calling everybody, including small business owners who make over $250,000 a year, rich in all states and in all areas. So I'm glad that the conversation is moving this way. But
why
I
would you be so concerned, though? I mean, because I know what you're thinking. They're going to just sell off everything, and everybody's going to be, you know, laid off or whatever's going to happen. But at the end of the day,
these are still business people. They've got their money. They've got their decisions to make. They've got their businesses to run. So who's going to affect the most? Either their employees or their consumers.
But I'm looking at it this way. I'm looking at the numbers, because now it's just a number game. Because 250 is not going to happen.
Well,
too low.
Thank God.
Half a million is too low. Millions too high.
I'm surprised that you as a communist think that...
No, I'm not a communist by any means. I'm going to make... 500 is too low. 500 is too low. I'd say 750 is where they're going to end up. So I can predict the future now, because it's going to be somewhere around 750, because then the people that make a million, right, will lie and you say they only make 750. So now you're still getting the people that make a million. So if you make it a million, then you're over. Then there's hardly anybody involved.
I don't think that it will get to 750. I'd be stunned if it got to 500. You've got to remember, the Democrats and President Obama, unfortunately, have all the leverage right now. And the Republicans are in a position of defeat.
Defeat?
Yes. I mean, they're in a position of
yes.
They've got.
But if nothing happens, you know what happens. Everybody's taxes go up.
Yeah, that's one of the first conversations I've heard for a long time on a talk radio program that I actually thought was entertaining. Those two guys, that's a good conversation. Here's host Eddie Fingers with Lisa Wells on his program, talking to a financial analyst about the latest on the negotiations from their point of view.
Where do we stand? The deal is going to get done, yes?
Yeah. The deal's, yeah.
I mean, it has to get done.
Lisa, you're an attorney?
I am.
Yeah. So you know that these guys get paid to argue.
Yes, they do. But eventually they'll shut up.
Exactly.
Because they're not going to hurt themselves any more than they absolutely have to.
They go off the fiscal cliff and there's 535 people eventually. And I understand I was told by a very powerful lobbyist, no, it's really only three or four people, Nathan. It's not, you know, I got all that. But there's 535 people at some point who have got to run for re-election, and the American people will be, and this is a technical term we use sometimes in the investment business, they will be pissed if we go over the fiscal cliff. Right? They will not like it one bit, because, you know, you can talk about bipartisanship and all that other stuff. So we continue to kind of move forward, and they will get a deal done. But let's be realistic. This is not the grand solution. We're $16 trillion in debt, and these guys are arguing about $1.2 trillion in cuts over the next 10 years while we're bleeding red ink all over the place. Hello? I'm sorry. That's not going to cut it. But, you know... Lawyer joke. What do you call 1,000 lawyers?
A good
start. At the
bottom
of the ocean? Yeah,
a good start.
But it would be a good start. We've talked about this before. What has to happen? Tax increases.
Yeah, we have to have some tax increases.
It has to happen.
Like,
I'm sorry. I don't like to say that, but gosh dog.
But you know something? The harder question really is not the tax increases. So if they can't get this one done, forget about it. Because at the end of the day, when you talk about cutting the budget, here's what you're talking about. Military and old people. Because everything else that may be a real a speck of sand in your eye just really aggravates you, it's a half a percent. It's a third of it.
Correct.
That's it for the countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.